barbecue season is in full swing, and we wanted to share some of the facts we've learned here at Heritage Radio Network with you. First of all, have you ever wondered where the word barbecue comes from? Author Stephen Reichland explains.
Our word barbecue is actually a Caribbean Indian word. It comes from the Taínos, who lived on the island of Hispaniola. It described a sort of raised wooden barbecue grill. It entered the written word about 1526, the publication of a book called The History of the West Indies.
Chef Zach Palacio goes on to explain what makes barbecue different than grilling and how each region has their own unique style.
Grilling is not barbecuing. Grilling is often referred to as barbecuing, which is fine. I mean, but it is, I think if you want to get technical, it is inaccurate. Barbecuing is something that's been developed over the years. It was really like Eastern Europeans bringing it to the north country of Texas, Czechs, the Polish, the Germans. You know, you still find German settlements in northern Texas where they practice the art of barbecuing, which is smoking meat, using the smoke from wood at a low temperature to cook the meat, oftentimes to cook it and hold it and preserve it. And initially, that's why I believe barbecue was created, was a preserving technique, making jerky, for instance. Barbecue wasn't necessarily employed as a method of cooking meat and then serving it hot. It was a method of smoking a meat, cooking it through, preserving it, slicing it thin, and eating it in small quantities with bread or with other grains. Should it be sauced? Is probably the biggest sort of argument between the different cultures in the South. You know, there's North Carolina barbecue. You can cross county lines and they have different methods of barbecuing. There's a vinegar sauce. There's a sweet sauce. Kansas City barbecue is slicked with a sauce and rubbed with the sauce. And Texas barbecue is salt and pepper. If there's sauce on the table, it's a hot sauce, but it's salt and pepper, a wedge of cheese, and some white bread. If you cook properly, you know, salt and pepper is perfect. That's all you ever need.
Yeah.
If you dry the meat out, you can have a little more margin for error with sauce. I don't subscribe to any one theory as far as what makes barbecue other than you're cooking with smoke.
So now we know that you need smoke to make barbecue. But what does smoking even mean? Food science expert and host of Cooking Issues, Dave Arnold, explains.
If you're smoking, you're not using charcoal, you're using wood, because charcoal doesn't produce the smoke flavor unless you have fat dripping on it, and then we have the flare-ups from the fat that are creating those flavors on the meat. Smoke flavor comes from burning wood. When you burn wood, which is an organic substance that is there are hydrocarbons in it that are burning, you're also producing water. Even if you don't soak your wood chips, you're producing water when you're combusting wood to produce smoke. There ain't two ways about it. That's all there is to it. In order to get good smoke penetration on your meat, you need to get the surface moisture of your product down to below about 10% moisture, which is why you dry your product out first. You form a pellicle before you're going to smoke it, and it's nice and dry. Now it's going to suck up smoke like the end of the world is coming.
Well, hopefully that clears some things up for you. To wrap things up, here's some great beer pairings for barbecue from Jimmy Carboni and the guys at Beer Sessions Radio.
Jim, from Pretty Things in Boston,
okay.
What beer would you bring to a barbecue?
Any one of our beers, but I think the two beers that work well with meats are obviously the St. Botolph's Town. It's a drinkable brown ale inspired by the Yorkshire Stingo ales there. So think Old Peculiar, and there's just a lot of roasted malts in there. Something that would probably pair well with barbecued meats, and then of course the Baby Tree is another terrific pairing to go with meats, and that's a Belgian style quadruple, 9%, and we put dried plums into the boil or into the kettle to help sort of grab those caramelized sugars. So particularly if you got some nice, really tangy, sweet barbecue sauces, something like that might be nice.
Ray, what would you bring to Rachel's barbecue?
To Rachel's barbecue, I'd bring two things: Sly Fox Pikeman Pills in a can, really crisp, wonderful beer that people totally underestimate. Mm-hmm. It's a great beer. And when I think about barbecues out in the backyard, canned beer is the place to go, you know?
Absolutely.
It's just holding a cold can of beer in your hand. And when it tastes good, it's special. Now, if you want to go step it up a little bit, my favorite beer with food beer is Saison DuPont. Mm. I mean, and that just goes so great with barbecue.
Whether you're grilling or barbecuing, enjoy the season. And remember to tune in to Heritage Radio Network for everything you need to know about food. This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. Produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.